Yeah, I suppose the way the weather and things are at the moment, we can't get a league game played. Pitches closed all over the county and all over the country. You know, I suppose we'll be looking forward to the summer months and hopefully getting started, get our leagues completed, and we look forward into our championships.
Let's begin with the Junior A Football Championship, sponsored by Procure.ie. Seven teams, two groups. In Group 1, it's Courcy Rovers, Shamrocks, Valley Rovers and Ballymartle. And in Group 2, Ballinhasig, the reigning champions Ballygarvan and Carrigaline. Two even groups.
Yeah, I suppose you'd have to say they're very even groups. Ballygarvan showed great form, I guess, to win it last year. They were very impressive in, you know, how they won the final. They had a good win over Ballinhasig. They got pushed to the pin of their collar against Valleys in the semi-final. So, you know, we have a repeat of the final. Ballinhasig have been in the last two finals as well, so they've shown a good bit of form lately, and it didn't too long ago since they were in the county final. And then, obviously, with Valley Rovers and the pedigree they have and the pick they have, you know, they will be very, very strong. You know, even with their without their senior players, they'll be very hard to beat in that group. But then the other teams, you know, Courcy, Shamrocks, Ballymartle, very even group.
Obviously, the pressure is going to be on Ballygarvan because they are the reigning champions.
I would imagine so. I guess, you know, when you see afterwards, they were very unlucky to lose out to Mayfield at the Det in the county semi-final. So, I mean, their ambitions would probably even stretch beyond the South East if they were to get through it. You know, I'd imagine with the young squad they have, they would be one of the teams that you'd imagine would be thereabouts to win a county, provided they could get out of the division. But yeah, they're a very impressive outfit, you must say, how they won the final last year and how they got through to the latter stages of the championship.
Let's talk about the other big competition in the division, the Ross Oil Junior A Hurling Championship. 10 teams, three groups. In Group 1, we have four teams, Shamrocks, Tracton, Valley Rovers and Kinsale. Group 2, it's Courcy Rovers, Belgooley, the reigning champions, and Ballymartle. And in Group 3, it's Ballinhasig, Carrigaline and Ballygarvan. Well, three even groups.
Yeah, you could say that. I'm looking at the draw here. And yeah, I suppose, look, for me, I guess Group 2 is the standout when you see that local rivalry and that local derby with the Belgooley defending their title. And the neighbours, you know, due to play them in the group stages. Look, it's I guess it's hard to look beyond Group 1 as well when you see that, you know, Tracton's first team are now back within the Carrigdown division. And, you know, Kinsale, Valleys, Shamrocks, you know, they'll be good games for them. You know, they're in the 14 group, so they'll be on the go every weekend. But yeah, it is, you know, just like even Group 3 there, some very even sides in it. You know, I suppose Tracton would be one of the obvious favourites for the county, but outside of that, you know, it is a very open championship.
Tremendous work by Belgooley, and it has paid dividends there over the last number of seasons, winning a county Junior B, winning the South East at the first time of asking at Junior A level last year, and obviously, going on to the county rounds, okay, things didn't go their way, but they've made massive progress over the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, they have. Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's only a couple of years since they won a Junior B double. And to see, you know, like they gave Nemo a great rattle of it when they went out to the county stages last year. And talking to a few people I know in Belgooley, the injuries they suffered in the build-up and in the game, like, I think there was, they're not that far away from a county either, you know, the way they played last year. I think the whole division were delighted for them. You couldn't be but happy for what they achieved. And it was just a pity they didn't get the rubber of the green when they went into the county. But, you know, it was great progress. They've a few experienced players, but they have some great youth. And, you know, it'd be great to see them kick on again and not have last year be a one-off, you know, to push on and keep going.
Nail your colours to the mast. You know you're hurling. Who's likely to be taking home the silverware in hurling at the end of the year?
Oh, every year you ask me that question, the one answer I come back, I find it very hard to look beyond the defending champions in any grade. But I suppose we have the added caveat this year of Tracton's first team being within the Junior A Championship. I actually couldn't pick between any team. Like, you know, again, I suppose a lot depends on what players clubs lose at this in the senior and intermediate championships. You know, players could be coming back from travelling, or, you know, vice versa. But I think, you know, Tracton and Bilgooley, Valleys, it could be anyone. It's hard to, this time of year when we haven't, you know, I suppose, seen much league action, very hard to pick out one team. But all I know is I'm looking forward, and I can't wait to see what happens.